Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1,393 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the fundamental truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek we call life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. Last week we had a question, but the question was just too broad to answer in one episode. The answer today and for the next several Ask Gramps features, we will analyze various areas of life and how this pandemic will impact them. Please make sure that you download our Friday podcast sessions to follow the complete analysis. Better yet, subscribe to Wisdom Trek so you can gain a bit of wisdom 5 days a week. So here's the question that we introduced last week. Hey Gramps, I realize that after this whole COVID-19 pandemic is under control, life will take on some sort of normalcy for most people. I can't get my mind around how life will change with so many people out of work and many businesses not being able to survive. What is your take on how life will be after COVID-19? So today's answer will be Life After COVID-19 Part 2. Our focus last week was on overall jobs in manufacturing. As I mentioned last week, I do not have a crystal ball nor a prophetic message about life after COVID-19. That being said, I do have over 40 years of business and nearly 64 years of life experience, which helps me to see what others may not be able to. The core of this content today and in subsequent weeks comes from a book and a companion blog by Peter Diamandis. His book, The Future is Faster Than You Think, was published in January of this year before COVID-19 really struck. Peter has recently also stated that COVID-19 would accelerate his predictions significantly. I do recommend this book for reading. Let me offer some perspective. It has been said that crises don't so much alter the course of history as accelerate the changes that are already underway. Exponential technology has been disrupting traditional industries at an ever-increasing pace. The pandemic has put these changes into hyperspeed. Never have we had the opportunity to rewrite entire sectors, redefine the problems they address, and reinvent their solutions. This is a scary, but also a very exciting time to be alive. Any time that we have a disaster such as this, there is also unlimited opportunity. The next economic sector we'll explore is brick and mortar retail. The impact and losses stemming from COVID-19 pandemic will accelerate the demise of many traditional retail businesses. Quarter 1 and quarter 2 2020 losses are spelling game over for more brick and mortar retail. This month alone, J.Crew, JCPenney, Neiman Marcus, and Lord & Taylor have announced that they are filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Many other major retailers may be quick to follow. The real tragedy is the millions of small Main Street retailers that will collapse in the months ahead as government stimulus monies run out, consumers tighten their belts, and subconscious social distancing keeps many homebound. In 2018, roughly 1.8 billion people around the globe purchased goods online. In the same year, global e-retail sales amounted to $2.8 trillion. In less than 2 years, by the end of 2021, global e-retail sales are expected to double with growth to about $4.8 trillion. Anyone who wasn't purchasing online has been forced to learn this in the past 60 days. Of course, this is the result of today's pandemic conditions. As countless e-commerce newcomers find online buying increasingly convenient and easy, this transition is only accelerating. It is sad to see that some brick-and-mortar businesses will fail due to this pandemic and online shopping. But when you consider it all, the pandemic probably only accelerated their eventual demise. But on the other side of this equation, the two giant e-commerce retailers, Amazon and Walmart, have provided e-commerce platforms for hundreds of thousands of small businesses to sell online at little or no capital cost. There would be no way to get this type of exposure on their own. E-commerce is really not unlike what happened with the invention and mass production of the automobile and its impact on the horse and buggy industries. So what are some of the additional opportunities for entrepreneurs and for traditional small retailers? Let's consider three today. First, you could have a business that provided turnkey services to Main Street retailers. Most mom-and-pop stores don't have the technical knowledge to go online, to master SEO, and to adopt automated fulfillment options. One opportunity for tech-savvy entrepreneurs is to help put Main Street retailers' products online. Most retailers haven't realized that they can list their products with Amazon or use Shopify to drive e-commerce sales for themselves. A second option is personal shopper services. Rather than simply selling stuff in a store, consider becoming a retailer that adds high-touch customization services to your offering. Serve your local clients in a way that online cannot. Consult them on their needs, design and fulfill on jewelry, clothing, or furniture. People trust people far more easily than they trust corporate brands. And the third option for today is add exponential technologies to your offering. Instead of just perusing clothing racks, we are in the initial stages of retail era dominated by virtual realities, augmented reality, and spatial web technologies. Whether it's a virtual try-on capacity, augmented reality overlaying information on your physical assets in your field of view, or your own artificial intelligence personal shopper, retail is at a very historic turning point. For entrepreneurs, now is the time to redefine it. You must be prepared and change in order to survive. As we are told in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27, do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. We are still just scratching the surface at some of the accelerated changes that we'll see over the next few years. Next Friday, we will explore more areas of transformation that is to come. And specifically, we'll be focusing on restaurants and dining. And that's a wrap for today's segment on our question. Join us again next Friday on another Ask Gramps episode. Our next track will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,392 treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.